podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
So what are you guys talking about? Shia LaBeouf tweeting that he's not famous anymore?
Oh, wait. So he's pulling away from society, and then he also tweeted he's no longer famous?
Okay, he was pulling away from...
Oh, yeah, you're right.
You sleeping on your Shia LaBeouf news.
This is only posted 36 minutes ago on this one website, so they're sleeping.
Mm. Shit, you need to get your celebrity news fresh. Like, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I get it hot out of the Hollywood oven.
He posted
a celebrity fucks up, I know about it.
I get it straight from the TMZ teat.
In all caps. 13 times in the past 3 days.
He just keeps tweeting that over and over?
Yeah.
Okay, this has got to be like some Joaquin Phoenix level shit right here.
Shall we start the show?
Sure. Let's keep talking about Shia. You know what? We should rename the Shia cast. We'll start. Episode 1 will be just the beginning of Shia's life.
So that background is a redacted copy of the cease and desist letter that he got from that dude. With just the words, he must stop all efforts to create, left unredacted.
So creative, man. You know what's interesting? It's like how much people's opinion of you will vary, like, what they think of what you're doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, someone else could be doing the exact same thing, and people love that person. Like, oh, this is so genius. Do you see what he's saying?
I'm going to retweet that Shia LaBeouf says he's not famous anymore. Why? Because he's famous, and other people need to know this.
Oh, hey, Tim, who are you?
We haven't even sunk up. We can't start the show.
Who are you, Tim?
I'm the guy. Try to start the show.
Because I know I'm the Inintan cast.
No. He's Tim, the T, and shut the...
Motherfucking shit.
Who are you, Andy? All right, Tan laughs.
I hate you.
How was your week?
It was pretty good.
I hate so much.
What do you hate, Andy? Anything you hate?
I don't know. What shouldn't I trust, Noah? Tell me. Guide me.
I'll kill you both.
Wonder Twins powers activate. Form of Sand and Tim Shorts.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Dancast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house. So now we get together every week and do this tan cast. This week I try and go back to the 80s. Andy reports from the middle of Atlanta's snow problems. And we begin our worst movie in the world tournament with Batman and Robin versus Son of the Mask. And when you hear this sound... That means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast. Yeah.
Rumbling to a start.
That's how we do it. We rumble.
Then shuddering.
I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, the A in Tancast.
I'm Noah, the N in Tancast.
Oh. Buffy, Chad, Brad.
And when you hear this noise, I'm not famous! There'll be a link to what we're talking about.
No.
When actual cannibal Shia LaBeouf...
No.
Okay.
No.
Welcome to Shia LaBeouf cast.
No!
Andy, when did Shia LaBeouf get his first start in acting?
I don't know, Noah. I feel like I didn't really know Shia LaBeouf until just this morning.
One thing I do know about him, he's not famous.
No, he's not. Wait, was he famous yesterday?
Probably not.
How about the day before that?
I don't think so.
How about on January 20th? Was he famous then?
Nah, not famous then.
Okay, how about on the 13th?
Nope, not famous then.
Okay, how about any point prior to the 13th? Was he famous then?
Yes.
Good, okay. So now we know when the fame stopped.
I just went to my own Twitter feed, and I was like, what the fuck? He's in my Twitter feed? But it's because Andy retweeted it.
The world needs to know, Tim.
Even though he just told you he was going to retweet it.
Oh, Tim. Yeah, I know. So I should have been ready for it. He did prepare me.
I'm tempted to go back and retweet every single time he said he's not famous anymore.
It's a risky move.
That's my own form of performance art here. At some point, there's going to be some movie announced. I think it's going to be Shia LaBeouf in I Am Not Famous Anymore. And this is all just going to be some sort of weird, shitty viral marketing campaign.
I think you should post your naked body, but wearing monkey masks. Different monkey masks.
Huh. That's one way to go.
That's the only way to go.
That's certainly something possible to do.
That's something you should do.
Is it, though?
Oh, it is. Tim?
And you could call yourself the monkey bear.
I could.
The monkey bear. And you can ask yourself, why are you making yourself look like a bear, Andy?
You may ask yourself, how did we get here?
Oh, I went to an 80s party last night. How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
And... oh, yeah, you failed at buying your wife a costume.
Yes, I did. But fortunately, Stephanie had a bunch of shit just fucking ready.
So, you know what's odd? Like, I confuse what was famous and what was fashion in the 90s, what I thought was in the 80s.
Yeah. Same here. Like, she gave her, like, this New Kids on the Block jacket. I was like, weren't New Kids on the Block the 90s? But there's no denying that that jacket looks fucking 80s. Just neon, bright.
That's very late 80s.
And how was your little party?
Ah, fuck, I'm so old. You don't even understand. Just old, Noah. Andy, both of you.
Same as it ever was?
Noah asked a question, so I responded to him. But Andy's listening.
Yes.
Just fucking... I mean, the music is so fucking loud. And then there's always a guy, like, there was a guy, because it was my company party. And there's always a guy from the company who has to get on the mic at these company parties and talk. Fucking, you have a mic, don't shout into it. The entire point of the mic is it amplifies your sound. So you don't have to go like, like, fucking, I was until my ears started bleeding.
How was your hip, Tim? Did your hip give out?
I was like, ah! And there was kids on my lawn.
Oh,
I was actually...
were they listening to music that's different than the music that you enjoy?
Yes.
Damn those kids.
The DJ was playing 80s music, but he felt the need to put this like modern-day techno-type beat under every song. I'm like, fucking 80s is 80s! Leave it alone! And of course, you know, he has... You know, look, I'm not just pressing play, so I keep scratching and fucking wicking with the songs. I'm like, fucking just play the songs!
Oh, girls, fucking, they want to have fun... Wop, wop, wop.
That's one of my coworkers turned to me and goes, if they do a dubstep remix, we're going and beating them to death. Like, they have a beat. Like, the song, like, people didn't make songs and go, like, what should we do for a beat? I don't know. Some DJ will figure it out. Just slap any old thing together. We don't need to worry about it. Fucking, they took the time. They said, okay, this is how we want the song to sound. Go. And then the DJ's like, no, what you wanted is the first five lines of this verse repeated 20 million times.
But not repeated exactly on the beat.
What you're thinking, what you're thinking. Your fucking CD is skipping. Press stop. Oh, but so the night started off like I found an actual parking on the street for free, which was cool. Except there was a homeless guy right by our car, and he was like, "Hey, man, where you guys going? We're going to an '80s party. Oh man, can I come?
Sure, hop in my time machine.
Is there gonna be beer there?" And my wife's like, "Oh, sorry, man, it's invite only." And then as we're walking away, he says, "I'm gonna pee on your car."
That's so great. He's like, what are you going to do? Like, oh, I wish you wouldn't, but I'm not going to stay here and stop you. I got a party to get to.
Well, have at, sir.
I like to imagine that that's not retribution for him not going to the party. Just sort of like...
like he was going to do that anyways?
What he does.
Like, yeah. Hey, there's going to be pee-pee on your car later.
It's like, well, you've got your plans, I've got my plans.
My plans could have changed, but not anymore.
No, I like to think that no matter what, he was going to pee on the car. Like, if you guys had gotten out of that car, where are you guys going? We're going to an 80s party. Can I come? Sure. All right, hold on just a sec.
I'm going to pee on your car.
I got to pee on your car, and then we go.
Did you come back and look to see if there's, like, any wet spots in your car?
I did not. I will say, though, I haven't washed my car since I first bought it years ago. So
that's
really, you just be peeing off the first couple layers of dust.
Tim, that's really shocking.
I know, isn't it?
Tim's car has a blade of armor.
So then we got there. They had a Michael Jackson impersonator there. Oh, sorry. I dressed up like Michael Jackson, but in my shitty Michael Jackson costume. Like, the only thing that's genuine is the wig.
Okay.
Like, I didn't even have, like, the right shoes. My glove was just a white gardening glove.
Oh.
I wore my wife's fancy clubbing jacket that she used to wear. That's my jacket. I mean, this dude is in the full-on head-to-toe Thriller outfit, and I'm like, oh, well, your costume makes me look like an asshole, doesn't it?
Well, you know, it is his job. I would hope he would have a good costume.
Yeah, I hope it's not another guy out there with a white gardening glove.
Really?
Hey, everybody, like, I'm getting paid for this.
With, like, some white tennis shoes on. Oh. And then he'd be dazzled some socks.
A mohawk wig.
And a
t-shirt that just says, I am Michael Jackson.
A couple of the sequins have fallen off the socks, so there's some parts that are just white.
It's just, like, a glittery trail everywhere he goes. but then he got up and actually danced on the little stage area, and he was pretty good. And people were like, you should need to get up there, too. I'm like, no, I'm not going to get up there, too. I'm old. I can't do that anymore.
Oh,
hey. How are you?
Hey.
I'm Noah. Why don't you come on in?
What's up?
Set a spell.
Oh, my cock.
So there were some interesting costumes. Somebody showed up as... Eddie Murphy in Coming to America in his McDougal's uniform.
Oh,
Eddie Murphy, like, bloopers.
Damn, that's a deep cut.
That is.
Wait, say that again?
You know the movie Coming to America?
Right.
Somebody showed up as Eddie Murphy in the McDougal's uniform.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
I'm impressed.
I was as well. And there was some Devo people, a couple Marty McFlys, a very sad Indiana Jones. I was like, brother, you just put on a leather jacket and a hat. That's not even Indiana Jones hat. It's like I'm an old person, I don't want the sun in my face hat.
Wow, it's almost like someone who came as
but
Michael
then,
Jackson.
There were some costumes that are like, wait.
Noah. Sorry, Tim, please continue.
Sorry, I think the delay, you guys started to say something and I had just been meandering on. And so
Noah just tossed something under the door. It'll go off later.
Oh, all right, I'll check that later. But then there was one girl, I swear she was dressed in like a Renaissance, her like Renaissance fair costume. I was like, what the fuck? You can't just wear whatever.
She's like, 1380s, brother? Boom!
I was like, I wanted to ask her. I was like, do you think that's her justification? Like, they didn't say which 80s.
Probably.
And then I was like, I don't think she thought about that much. She's like, I'm going to wear this fucking costume. Because I don't get to wear it. Fuck all y'all motherfuckers.
I'm going
to
come in bearskin loincloth. 80s.
And then... Oh, then they also had free pinball games and video games in one room.
Ooh.
Which was cool. It was actually a pretty cool holiday party. Oh, it was my holiday party because our holidays are too busy, so we just had our holiday party.
Gotcha.
At work. Sorry. Making that clear. And then they also had karaoke in that room, so I got up and did Billie Jean because it was in a room separate from where the main dance floor was. I'm like, all right, well, that professional guy won't see me.
Yes, hide your shame.
And then I realized about midway through the song, granted, it was like at the end of the night when I finally did, like, we'd been dancing all night.
Uh-huh.
I was like, wow, I am too old to dance all night and then do a Michael Jackson song. I'm like, because, like, I'm trying to dance, and I'm like, okay, legs, do this. And they're like, go fuck yourself. How about that? How about I wibble and I wobble and you fall down? I was like, damn, I'm old.
Tim's legs just noped out of the evening.
Is that why you were eating a salad, Tim?
Oh, I was eating a salad before. But yeah, actually, no, I was eating the salad because I went to try on the pair of pants I normally wear when I'm being Michael Jackson, and it was just like muffin top. I was like, Jesus Christ, stomach. Let's fucking take it back a couple inches. Maybe a foot.
Aww.
Ladies, that's right. Tubbity wubbity.
I love my little baby bear, though.
Wait, you're referring to me? Or
you.
Your stomach? Oh, okay.
You're my little chubby puppy.
Yeah, but your little chubby puppy used to be able to fit in those pants last time you saw him. Not last time you saw him, but last time you saw him on the regular. And then I proceeded to drink tons of soda that night.
Woohoo!
That was my soda night.
Wait, what about your soda thing?
That was those counted as refills.
Oh.
Oh, all right. Man, Tim. You're sabotaging yourself, buddy.
Well, because, hey, like, you know when you get, you know, it's like one of those open bar things and they give them to you for free? Mm-hmm. Like, it was a tiny little cup and mostly full of ice. So I'm like, I think I've had three and I've yet to have an entire can of soda. So yeah. I considered it not overindulging.
Okay.
Yeah, fuck that noise. No, I seriously hate that. It's like you go somewhere and it's like, hey, I think I'm going to be a little better than I normally am. So I'm not going to get a giant, huge, big as my head soda. Let me get a medium soda, because I guess that's the smallest you can get now. But then they hand you the medium soda. It's like, ah, good. Okay, so this is still like probably about three cans of soda, but that's okay. And you get all the way to the bottom. You're like, this cup is still entirely full of ice. I think I sipped about 4 ounces of soda from around all this ice. It's like, soda is already cheap as shit. But they feel the need to pack the cups entirely full of ice and then just sort of like sprinkle a little tiny bit, a drizzle of soda around that ice.
They need to get every single cent from you they can.
They do. And apparently, I guess it's like, it probably cost them about 3 cents to fill the whole thing with soda and about 2 cents to fill the whole thing with ice. So the whole thing costs them about 2.1 cents. And they can
profit.
They can bank that 0.9. Mm.
The good thing is, with all the drought here, soon the ice will be more expensive, so you'll get mostly soda.
Sugar is now cheaper than water. In fact, we're no longer carbonating the soda. You can just drink the syrup.
Syrup.
So I sort of shoehorned a how was my week in there, so how was your guys' week?
Very good.
Very good. Let's move on. No.
No. I was very good in Tim cramming.
Oh, okay. I'm like, fuck it. I know your week couldn't have been that good.
No, my week sucked. My week sucked, but. So,
at least your pussy immune system kept you off the road.
Yeah. That was super nice of it. So, remember last week when I was being all tired and whiny and whatever? Apparently, lack of sleep
or
something.
You were just being Andy.
Yeah. Sure.
Boom!
Go on.
So, continuing, apparently something like the lack of sleep. Jesus Christ, my kid! Oh, my God. I've been trying to ignore him for like the last 15 minutes, but he's in the bathroom right next to the office, fucking screaming. He knows I'm in here. He knows I'm on Tancast. He knows how to wipe his own ass.
Andy, you know what you need to tell him?
What?
I'm fucking in here!
Andy, he loves you. He just wants some of your attention.
No, he doesn't want attention. He wants me to come in there and wipe his dirty, shitty ass.
What is wiping someone's dirty, shitty ass, though, really? It's attention. If you think about it.
Yeah, you're right. It's butthole attention. That's true. So, anyway, now that he's shut up again. Yeah, got sick, so I wasn't just tired on Saturday when we recorded last time, or was it Sunday? I don't recall.
It was Sunday.
Okay, so I wasn't just tired on Sunday. I was coming down with something. And it hit me like a ton of bricks, like right when we got done with the Tancast. So I was out sick on Monday, and then on Tuesday I was still like really sick, but I also knew it was going to snow. And I'm like, fuck that, I'm not going out. Roads around here turn fucking ridiculous. So I'm IMing with one of the guys at work, and he lives really close to work, at least compared to me, like maybe 12 miles, something like that. So it takes him about, you know, 15, 20 minutes to get home, usually. And it's like 12 something, and he's like, oh, you know, people are starting to clear out. Do you think I should leave? It's like, yeah. I mean, it started to snow for real around here. I don't know if it's snowing over there yet. But yeah, you know, people are insane here, and stuff gets icy really quickly, so you should probably leave. So he didn't leave until 2. And at the point that he left at 2, apparently every single school system around here had also, like, finally realized, oh, it's going to snow, which they'd already known for, like, a day and a half, because the National Weather Service had been, like, warning them. So they closed early. So basically everybody in Atlanta got on the road sometime between about noon and 2 on Tuesday. And that's like a million cars, literally. Not like, oh, I don't know, it's about a million. It's like literally a million cars all got on the road all at the same time. So he sent me another text at 5 o'clock, 3 hours later, and he was 3 miles from work. Mm-hmm. And he sent me more texts across the rest of the day So every time he texted me over the course of the evening, if it had been another hour, he had gone another mile. So at like 10:30 at night, he was about 8 miles from work and still like four and a half miles from his house.
Oof.
I finally got a text from him at 2:30 in the morning. He'd gotten hit. He had abandoned his car and he had walked the last 2 miles, and it had taken him less time to walk 2 miles in snow than it had to drive like the half mile prior to just abandoning his car.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So even trudging through snow, if he had been able to go 2 miles an hour through snow, he would have been home between 8 and 9 o'clock. And as it was, driving and then walking 2 miles, he got home at 2:30 in the morning after 12 hours, more than 12 hours after leaving work. And there were people apparently still stuck on the road like 24 hours after the snow started, like still waiting for rescue, stuck on the highway, stuck in traffic, you know, too far away to walk, couldn't, you know, didn't have four-wheel drive, whatever. So, you know, there was like emergency crews rescuing people all day on Wednesday. Meanwhile, I'm at home coughing and almost throwing up because I was coughing so hard and whining about my aching ribs while people are out like, I wonder if I'm going to freeze to death out here. Yeah, so I turned on the news like halfway through Wednesday and was like, oh, okay. Yeah, the rest of Atlanta had a way worse Tuesday than I did. Being sick was like the best route out on Tuesday.
You did it.
Yep, I was sick, and that saved me. The ice finally melted a little bit on Thursday, so people with stronger cars were able to get out of our neighborhood. And my wife was finally able to leave and go to the doctor on Friday. So, yeah, it doesn't take much to shut this city down, but everybody who was laughing about, oh, Atlantans can't drive in 2 inches of snow, it was actually the inch of ice that 2 inches of snow formed really quickly. The fact that we don't have the infrastructure to plow or pre-treat roads. The fact that businesses and government agencies and schools were all fucking idiots on Tuesday. And, like, none of them closed. Everyone's like, nope, you gotta come in, and we'll send you home early if the snow starts. Like, well, yes, but if that happens, everyone's gonna send everyone home early. And the fact that decades of absolute lack of any sort of, like, regional transit planning means there's nothing like a real unified mass transit system for Atlanta. So when everybody freaked out and got on the road all at the same time, everyone was actually in a car on the road. And these roads are not built for a million cars to all be on them at the same time. So Atlanta basically spent decades fist-fucking itself into oblivion on Tuesday.
That's how you gotta do it.
Apparently that's how we do it in the South.
Fist-fucking ourselves into oblivion.
Oh, there's a small chance that we're going to get more snow in about a week and a half. So that'll be fun.
When was the last time it snowed there, Andy?
There's been like flurries or whatever, but like nothing is stuck. I don't think we've had any actual snow that's stuck this whole winter except for this. I don't know that we had any snow to speak of last winter either. The last time there was anything where it was like it shut down roads and shit, that was February 2011, and that shut the city down for like a week.
How long have you been there, Andy?
2006? 2006, you're right. Holy shit.
How the fuck do I know better than you?
2008 is when Drew was born.
You've been there a long time. You've almost been there a decade, Andy.
I know.
It's crazy.
This August it's going to be 8 years, so yeah, it's a long time.
It is a long time.
It was good when we came back and saw you guys. I was like, aw, why did we leave? Oh yeah, expensive housing.
Now you own a home, you get, you know, get paid a nice amount.
I do. Also, we have a shit ton of medical expenses, and I have found so many fucking things wrong with this home that I'd burn it down if I could.
Oh. Andy, always find the silver lining.
Yeah. No, seriously, someday I'm going to actually call them out by name, but the company that built this house, fuck them.
All right.
So, Andy, here's a question for
you.
If you had to do all over again, would you move?
See, I don't know that if I say no, it's like, does Drew still happen?
We don't know. I mean, I would say, yeah. I would say a child would have happened. Who knows what would have been Drew?
Yeah.
Specifically.
Yeah, see, no, there's nothing that would make me go back and, like, you know, risk undoing Drew, so.
All right, well, let's say Drew would
have happened. Yeah, so, like, you could say, you know, should I have broken up with Jen sooner? Yes, absolutely. But now, going back in time, would I? No, because it would put me on a different path.
Woo!
I know, Andy goes deep. He could just be like, oh, yeah, no, I'm going to stay in California. I would have stuck with you guys. But wait. Would I have stubbed my toe that one day? Because I didn't like that. That hurt a lot,
too. It was like when somebody asked me, just like after a comedy show, like, if you could have any celebrity not be born, like, who would it be? And I was like, wait, what? You can't just do that, because then you're not just getting rid of that celebrity now. You're taking that celebrity out of the timeline, and anything they touched would have changed. Who knows what classic movies might be ruined? And they're like, wow. Okay, time theory. I didn't realize we were going to get that deep into it. I just meant I hate Tom Cruise.
Like, yeah, but without Risky Business, I mean, Daniel Tosh wouldn't have had those girls to make fun of. And
all right, so here's a question for you. Do you think the movies that Tom Cruise was in would have been as good if someone else was playing his role?
I can see them not being as popular.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Tom Cruise is not someone I go, like, Tom Cruise just happens to be in movies that I want to see. But it's not like, I'm like, oh, shit, I want Tom Cruise. I like him a lot.
I want to check out that new Tom Cruise joint.
Like, he's in
a new
movie.
Wherever Tom Cruise goes, I follow.
He's in a new movie where, like, it's kind of like that other movie where, what's his name, kept going back in time trying to fix something.
Looper?
Not Looper, before that one, with Gyllenhaal.
Oh, I know what you're talking
time
about.
Code, Source code. SourceNet?
The Jake Gyllenhaal one?
Yeah. Except this one's a little bit more action-packed. It's, like, set in the future, and, like, he keeps looping the same thing over and over again. And then he meets this female warrior.
Yes, I've seen that trailer, yes!
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I think it was. Oh, she's talking about On the Edge of Tomorrow or something? I think it's called. Go ahead, Andy.
It's called Tom Cruise Can Suck It.
Yeah. Edge of Tomorrow.
Quick side note. Our listener, who I'm not sure listens anymore, Joe.
Joe?
Got married. Yes. So congratulations, Joe.
If you're still listening.
Which you're probably not, especially not on your honeymoon.
You're probably banging your husband. Bang, bang,
yeah. Honey,
bang,
put your
bang.
Dick away. I'm going to listen to Tancast.
Hold on. Hey, honey, you want to, you know, you want to consummate our marriage? No. Tancast. They need to make love to my ears.
Oh. Wait, okay. Hang on. Guys, if we're going to do this, we got to bring it. Hey, Joe. What's up, girl?
How you doing, girl?
Oh, yeah.
It's your boys, yeah. Tim, Andy, and Noah.
We heard you got married. Yeah.
Greasing up your vaginas.
We are balls deep in your ear, please.
Noah's cock is so big. That's not your husband. That's my dick.
Ding dong, is that wedding bells? No, my balls. I don't know what came over me.
You're sick.
It was Noah.
Delirious.
He came over you.
Oh, explain it. That's why I'm all white.
That's why.
Sticky.
That's why it's blanketed in white.
That's what I'm like. That's not snow in Atlanta. That's me coming.
Noah's just a snippy.
Little icy.
Oh, that means I let my kid go tobogganing down a hillside covered in Noah semen.
Yeah.
It's fine. Okay. Natural.
Wait, he ate some!
It's natural.
Oh, okay.
made from the finest ingredients.
Okay.
There's no GMOs.
It's organic.
It's orgasmically organic.
The only hormones in it are my mom's.
Yes.
Thank you. I was like, this Nailed is going to be a little conceptual.
Dirty. So Tom Cruise. Movie looks good.
He's all right.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Like, I don't give a shit about the fact that movie's got Tom Cruise in it. Just the concept of the movie and, like, the big mechs and shit that he's, like, running around in. Like, oh, I think I see that movie.
And so you shall. So you shall.
Yep.
I saw Her this week.
Tancast movie reviews.
Tancast goes to the movies. Tancast goes to the movies. Tancast goes to the movies and talks about shit.
Tanflix.
How was it?
Who?
I really enjoyed it.
Her, Tim. Her.
Who?
You know.
Her.
Yeah.
You know, which one? You know who she is.
Who is she?
she's ScarJo. You know, Scarlett Johansson.
Actually, you never did see her. Huh?
Or maybe you did. Spoiler alert.
So it was good?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. A friend of mine did not enjoy it. It's fun. It's interesting, like, you know, where there's a universally, a lot of people seem to like Her, and, like, someone else picks on something else, and, like, nope, I didn't like that movie for this reason. And she just didn't like the way, like, it was portrayed, like, you know, she, you know, doesn't think we should be falling in love with OSs.
Well, we probably shouldn't. I mean, that's a bold stance to take in life.
Yeah.
Well, but I also think it's like, it's the direction we're going, right?
I believe that human beings should continue to become romantically entangled, predominantly with other members of their own species, so as to procreate and maintain said species.
Shocking.
Sorry, just going to throw out that unpopular opinion there. Sorry to lob grenades, guys.
But for me, though, it didn't detract from the movie. It was interesting to think about, like, is this really what's going to happen? It seems like it is. Like, even now, like, people form bonds with people they never meet, right? So yep. If they can make an OS right. That is so human-like that you know, it doesn't seem like some computer. It's like, I could totally see people being like, oh, you know, I really like you.
Of course, they have to give it Scarlett Johansson's voice.
That's true.
What if you don't like Scarlett Johansson's voice?
Well, I'm just saying, I'm not sporting wood over that Surrey voice.
What if I want Jennifer Tilly's voice? What if I want Gilbert Gottfried's voice?
I was going to go Fran Drescher, but you win. Oh, you win.
Hey, Noah, you want to make love? I can't do a good Gilbert Gottfried impression.
Oh, my gosh.
How about Harvey Fierstein's?
Apple. How much money do you want to make that happen? Because I would fucking love it if my Surrey had Gilbert Gottfried's voice.
Oh, no, now I want my Surrey to be Harvey Fierstein, and I want it to call me David.
David! What does it mean, David?
Search the web for Canadian geese.
I found these results, David. David, I gotta call my mother David. David, do you want to make love tonight? David. Someone actually hears him say that. Oh, presumably. Put that stiff rod in my back, pussy. David. Wow. Wow. Yeah, one more time. Wow. My back, pussy.
Oh, here comes the flemalanch.
I remember...
Oh, my God.
Oh,
a
God,
couple
dude.
Weeks ago, Noah's like, we probably should not be as vulgar as we are if we want to get a more mainstream audience. And then Andy comes out with, put your stiff rod in my back, pussy.
Yeah, Andy, come on.
I'm sorry.
That's not going to play in Peoria.
No.
Well,
whatever. If they made it 40 minutes in, they're sticking with us.
Mostly, I was just talking about, like, racist jokes and stuff like that.
I should have said...
You realize now Andy's about to make a racist joke.
No, for all the people in Peoria, I should have said...
David! Tongue punch my fart box, David!
There you go. Now we got Peoria covered, too.
And we're set.
Yep.
So, Her.
Success. Rain upon us.
I like the way it was shot. I like the acting. Olivia Wilde did it for a hot minute. She's hot.
I was going to say, any minute. Any minute she's in.
Is a good minute?
Yep. It's a hot minute.
I recommend seeing it.
Very good.
I also saw Wolf of Wall Street, which I told you guys about, right?
You did?
Yes, you did. You did tell us about Wolf of Wall Street.
I would see Her over Wolf of Wall Street. I enjoyed it more.
All right. This has been See This, Not That, ripped off from the Douglas Movies Podcast.
Hooray! So speaking of podcast rip-offs, do we want to put our first two movies up against each other?
Are we doing it now?
We're just going to start?
No, I figured we would
announce what it
some
is.
Background, some explanation. Wait for Tim to come up with a jingle.
Worst movie ever!
Those of you who follow Tancast on Facebook, first of all, thank you. Those of you who don't, get on it. But those of you who follow Tancast on Facebook may have noticed I posted a picture that we posted a picture on the Tancast Facebook that said, "Name the worst movie ever. Go." And then I've been reading all your guys' suggestions for what the worst movie ever is. What you didn't know, it's for a bit that we're going to try and work out, where we try and find the worst movie ever. So we're going to do it tournament style and have movies go up against each other, and then we're going to decide which one's the worst until we whittle it down to however many movies, and then we'll do like a bracket, and everybody will compete until we get to the last two movies, and then we'll decide which one of them's worst, and then we will have picked the worst movie ever!
Yes, I was going to ask, I forgot to text this, but if we wanted to do it like winner stays, well, I guess it would really be loser stays, but like worst movie stays, and then the next week you see if somebody can dethrone the champion. But then I feel like we'll wind up talking about the same movie over and over and over again every week.
Right.
So I like your bracket idea, Tim. That's a good idea, Tim. Solid.
And that is somewhat stolen from Mean Dog.
Yay!
Who, right, they're not around anymore, right?
No, I don't think they haven't released a new podcast in a while, and their message boards are quite quiet. Quiet.
I miss those guys.
You know what? Eventually, Tancast is going to have more listeners because other podcasts are just going to quit.
we got to keep this going until every other.
Speaking of which, Netcott is back.
How long has it been?
Since 2010 was their last episode. His last episode.
I got to resubscribe.
And why did he quit? Just life got too busy?
Other stuff going on in his life.
Busy being his hot wife?
Perhaps.
I said it.
Maybe he was wifing his hot bang. Who knows? No, don't judge.
Tim's unlike Andy and I, he actually pays attention to his family. Fuck off. I'm locking myself in a room for a while.
Dude, kids basically raise themselves.
Look, that's why I got married. Deal with that shit, baby. I'm Tancasting.
Delicious.
So do you guys have... So, how about... This is what I was thinking. Every week, one person... Two people each pick one movie, and then the third person will be the tiebreaker when we discuss it.
Then, when we pick it, are we discussing it that episode?
Yeah.
Okay. And what if you haven't seen it?
Then you just have to go with what you know about it.
Yep. Okay. You got the people who've seen it have to try to convince the other people.
Okay. Yeah, that's why I assume people would pick a movie they've seen.
Yes. So even if the other two haven't seen it, you can still argue your point of why the movie's horrible.
I'm picking Cannibal Holocaust. Oh, have you seen it? I have not.
Nope. But I've heard it's awful.
But I told it
off. Tim, why'd you pick out that one?
I don't know. Why?
I'm just curious.
I'm pretty sure it's awful.
It's just one of those movies where I wouldn't think like you would know about it.
Oh, Tim knows.
Shit. There's a lot of internet to read, and I get bored.
I have seen it.
Tim's got an iPhone now.
And?
Poop time is read time.
So, it's not really that shocking now. I mean, I'm sure at the time it was. Although they did actually kill animals, which was like, it's like, oh, that's a little rough. And there was one scene where this girl was like impaled on a pole, and that looked pretty real. And I was recently watching a video, it's a video series called The Dark Side of Porn. I think it's done by like the BBC. And they were talking about snuff films, and they talked about that scene and how they did it. It was pretty interesting, because they were talking about, like, all these movies where, like, you know, people supposedly die, and Cannibal Holocaust was one of those movies where people are like, is this real? Is it not real? So, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say it's a movie you have to see. Just for a period of time, I was really interested in watching all the movies that people are like, this movie was banned. And I was like, all right, well, let's see why it was banned. And most of them aren't really that shocking. I mean, it seems like compared to, like, what we watch now. Like, they don't look very real, and you can see, like, oh, that's obviously fake.
But, like, just the plot of it does not seem like something I would want to watch.
Oh, probably not.
Or I could see, you know, doesn't seem like something I could see mainstream audiences enjoying.
Likely not.
And if you're wondering why we haven't described it, because we've killed enough of your inner soul on this podcast as it is.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. It's not that bad.
It's like, bad.
I would say Hostel is worse than that, or, you know, Saw, or something like that. Like, it was going at a time where, like, the special effects weren't that... They were good for what they were then, but not now.
All right.
Yeah, I feel like modern torture porn has, like, really upped the ante.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. Like, all these movies I watched that were, you know, all like, oh my God, I can't believe they're doing this for the most of them are not that bad because, like, you know, the special effects aren't that great. So it's like you see much worse stuff now. Now, there are some movies where it's just more psychological and you're like, oh, this is fucked up. Anyways, who's all picking movies?
So let's do our countdown to the worst movie in the world.
Excellent. So, no.
Worst movie ever.
Noah, since you were Johnny on the spot on our IMs or texts or whatever earlier this week, do you want to start off with making the case for your first nominee?
Batman and Robin?
Yes.
So what made me think of it is, like, I kind of forgot about that movie, but then I watched, I forget the name of that series now.
That was a great fucking story.
Everything Wrong With?
Yes, Everything Wrong.
Hey, he brain farted, and I had his back.
That's fucking amazing.
You know
what? Andy knew where fucking Noah's train track of thought just derailed.
I've been saying it for like two or three episodes.
Get back on the
2014. It's all about Tim and or Andy and Noah.
So I was watching that, and just everything picked apart. I'm like, yeah, this movie's fucking horrible. Like they had bat skates. They didn't know there's gonna be ice involved, and all of a sudden they have bat skates.
They're driving bat skates built into their feet.
Yes, that come out when you tap their feet together. At one point, there Alfred says, like, "Oh, I don't want you to do this." He leaves a message for Lisa, Batgirl, and so I don't want you to do this, but if you do or something, he leaves a message. I made a suit for you. It's like, how do you know fucking our measurements? You know, like,
oh, he knew.
Creepy
uncle.
He's been undressing her with his eyes the whole movie, Noah. Come on.
Those are some design apologetics for you right there.
So she gets her costume and then goes to some, you know, something happening. And then she has a totally different costume that's like the winter costume with silver. And like, the guy's like, how did he know there's going to be, you know, there's going to be the winter costume? Like,
I love that they did a couple shots with her with the Batgirl cowl on.
Mm-hmm.
And then the director, or I think it was the director, Joel Schumacher, who was like, I need to see her hair. So they decided she would have just not the Batgirl cowl on, and she would just have her hair flowing out. Mm-hmm. So there's one scene still in the movie where she's got the cowl, and then she hops up on a cliff and just yanks it off. Like, don't need that. I'm just going to set that right here.
She's like, fuck this noise.
I'm like, just go reshoot the scene. Why? No, we'll keep that. I mean, that print is gold. The part where she says something in this movie, like, there's no way we can reshoot that and get it any better. So we're just going to keep that. And to add in a scene where she rips the cowl off and just throws it on the ground for no reason. I don't know why that bugs me. That bugs the shit out of me.
I'll just see that scene now.
I'm like, your fucking DNA is all over that mask.
There's no physics in that movie. They're like driving down the side of like statues.
Yep.
Sorry. Oh, I remembered that.
And the part where like Mr. Freeze's plan was to ride up in a rocket ship, jump out, and then land right back where he started.
Yep.
Like that makes no sense.
It's kind of like in what is it, Die Another Day? Or, yeah, I think it's Die Another Day. Where Bond, like, gets in a vehicle and escapes from the bad guy, and the vehicle blows up, so he goes back and gets another vehicle and escapes from the bad guys again.
And the fact that they floated on those little metal things, like, from the sky.
Yeah.
Like,
back to Batman and Robin?
Like, they surf down. It's like, well, that doesn't work.
Of course it does. If you're ever falling out of a plane, just grab a plank of wood and surf your way down. Uh-huh. You'll be totally fine.
Yep. Or, you know, push out a big inflatable raft and hop on it with three people.
You know what's amazing? Is like normally those videos are maybe like 9 minutes. That one was like 16, 17 minutes.
Oof. Everything Wrong with Batman and Robin. Well, how much time you got?
It's a couple
they
scenes
just
where
the movie.
Because this is going to be longer than the film.
It's couple scenes where you see Poison Ivy blowing weird dusty stuff in someone's face. Like, I think Batman sees it doing it to one person and it just stands there. It's like, really? Like, you're not going to do anything? Like, hey, detective, you don't.
I guess you're just blowing stuff.
Hey, Mr. Prepared for Everything, maybe cover your nose and mouth with, you know, like a damp cloth or something. Do you have a damp cloth compartment on your utility belt there?
No, but I got these cool, sweet skates for in case fucking the ice capades come to town and they ask me to do a guest shot.
Hey, man, it was an Olympic year. Batman could have gotten called up.
There's one scene where Robin has, like, fake lip coverings on to kiss, like, Poison Ivy. Then he pulls them off right in front of her.
Yes! So, like, it's like, okay, just kiss him again.
I if you haven't watched that, I highly recommend watching that, Everything Wrong With. It is so good. I'm like, fuck, this movie is so ridiculous.
But if you haven't seen the movie,
but they've also started doing, they also do movies that people don't dislike.
They did Dark Knight.
Because, like, they do the Avengers and, like, other stuff that people generally like. Woo!
I'm okay with that. I still like to see, like, you know, where things screwed up. Like, in Dark Knight, there's, like, a scene where Batman's fighting, and, like, some guy just falls down. Like, no one hits him. Like, you know.
Oh, yeah, Dark Knight Rises, yes.
Yeah.
This guy falls for no reason.
So there's some, like, design apologetics. I think that guy just freaked out and fell.
Like, he's like, oh my god, Batman's so amazing. I just, you know, I'm going to fake that fell down because I don't want to get hit for real.
He's beating up all these other guys. What am I going to do? I'm just going to lay here. I'm going to, it's like bear.
Fuck.
I'm going to handle this like it was a bear.
Charlie with one punch. Fuck this. I'm down.
If I play Batman, the bat won't eat me.
I'm dead.
Oh.
All right, so who wants to, who thinks they can take Batman and Robin?
Oh, I think I can beat it.
Well, Andy, do you have one ready?
Yes, I do.
All right, what do you got?
Son of the Mask.
Ooh.
I think Son of the Mask is going to be my golden child. I think this is going to get all the way to the finals. Because this movie was despicably bad. This movie was...
How bad was it?
This movie was, I want to go find the filmmakers and beat my hour and a half out of them.
Now, careful, Jamie Kennedy is going to get offended. He's going to put you in his documentary, too.
I'm sorry, Jamie Kennedy. And that's one of the worst things about it. Jamie Kennedy is a funny guy, but Jamie Kennedy is not Jim Carrey Broad, and they expected him to be. Alan Cumming is a funny guy. But Alan Cumming is not Jim Carrey Broad, and they tried to make him be. Cal Penn, funny. Stephen Wright, funny. Bob Hoskins, funny. This movie made me hate all of those people for a period of time. This movie, the special effects were awful. The premise was ridiculous. The execution was, like, amateur. It was like if you got a bunch of, like, prepubescent middle schoolers together, gave them, like, maybe 3 days of just watching Tex Avery cartoons, and then told them to write a dick and fart movie, this is the piece of shit they would come up with. It's like, the jokes weren't funny. The slapstick wasn't funny. The story was... fuck, I forget it. I know that he wore the mask and had a kid, so apparently the mask grabbed his sperm and, like, put maskiness into his kid. So his kid is, like, this little, like, evil demon. But, like, the kid wasn't cute. The kid was, like a little monster. Like it was frightening. Wasn't like, oh, he's got to raise a living cartoon. It's like, I would murder that demon spawn. Because there is nothing in nature prepared to handle this thing. I would take it as, like, my life's mission to take it back out of the world, having cursed the earth with it. So, no.
This is the best movie ever.
Tell me again how Batman and Robin is worse.
Bat nipples.
Problem is, I have not seen Son of the Mask. I don't know about you, Noah.
I haven't seen it either.
Yeah, so now I have to be the tiebreaker. And I'm about to shit on Andy's golden boy. Here's the problem. The Mask was a good movie.
Yes.
But it wasn't it wasn't the Batman franchise that got shat on by Batman and Robin. Like, it was Batman, and they fucked it. Like, Son of the Mask was like, eh, I'll just skip that. Like, like it, yeah, it does look shitty, and I'm sure it is, but I feel like it's got to be on some level so bad it's... but, you know, Batman and Robin on some level is so bad it's
no,
good.
No, no. No, that's the thing. Son of the Mask was not so bad. It's good. It was so bad, I want my fucking time back. Like, trying to... It was 94 minutes long, and I feel like the only thing it achieved is moving my death 95 minutes closer, because it stole an extra minute just to fuck me a little more. That is how bad Son of the Mask is. Am I making this in any way clear to you?
Yes, but I saw Batman and Robin and Speed 2 on the same day, and it almost made me stop seeing movies. All of them. Forever.
Tim, I watched Son of the Mask, and I wanted to rip my own eyes out of my skull and never see anything ever again. Can you top that?
I cannot.
Andy, bat nipples.
Nice to see you.
Yes.
Chill.
But you know, want to know why Son of the Mask is worst? I don't remember any of the corny, shitty lines. They weren't even memorable shitty. They weren't even mockable shitty. They were just shitty.
But a plant that needs liquid water and sunlight and, you know, and warmth to grow is teaming up with a guy who makes ice. Because that somehow makes sense. I'm sorry to say I'm going with Batman
and
Robin.
They asked Jamie Kennedy to act in a broad comedy.
I don't expect anything from Jamie Kennedy.
This thing starred a Hollywood D-lister.
You know what the real bad thing about Batman and Robin is? Is it had people that you would want to see. Like, well, I guess you list off people you want to see in your movie, but it's like, I mean, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know, maybe you don't pay one, but Uma Thurman, like, George Clooney, it's like, yeah, come be in the shitty movie with us. Oh, there's going to be ice skates. It's all right. Come on.
Oh, fuck, and they ruined Bane. I totally forgot about Bane.
Oh, that is true.
He's like a glorified, like, limo driver.
He's like... They just like, hey, we'll make him kind of like the Hulk that you can talk to and boss around. Yep, Batman and Robin, done. Sorry, Andy. He doesn't even get, Son of the Mask doesn't even get out of the first round.
Man.
I love you, though.
You led too early, Andy.
But wait.
What?
At least you don't have to think about it anymore for the rest of the contest. That's got to make you feel good.
This is true.
You don't have to keep revisiting that movie in your mind. No?
No consolation?
We've broken him. We've broken him.
No, Son of the Mask did.
Yeah. Well, all right. So we'll pick two more movies next week. And then after we get to, I don't know, at some point we're just going to cut it off or else we could do this forever.
Yeah.
Like every week.
Here's my news item for the week.
And now, from the TanCast World News Headquarters in San Francisco, it's time for Noah News Nonsense with Noah.
Mm-hmm. Woman in Korea earns over $90,000 a month eating food in front of her webcam. The latest fad in South Korea, reports Reuters, gastronomic voyeurism. They have the best broadband, some of the best food over there. What's not to love? There are about 3,500 people doing webcam shows like this in South Korea. Reuters reports.
Wow.
God. The fad has become a lucrative way for thousands of online diners to get paid to sit around and eat food while serving up a sense of community in the wealthy Asian countries, increasing solitary society.
Dude, I'm going to learn Korean. Because I can fucking eat.
You can clean up. Fuck.
I can eat. I can run that cam show about 24/7.
She earns more than me eating food.
Shit she was going to have to do anyway.
There's a link.
I mean, unless Korea's like already so advanced that they've got like nutrients in pill form or something like that, she was going to be eating no matter what.
She just filmed it.
This is like getting paid to shit, which, by the way, kids, pro tip, if you got to poo, try to poo at work. Get paid to poo.
She quit her job at a consulting firm. Of course she would.
Of course. Hey, do you want to work hard or do you want to eat?
I want to eat hard.
That just blows my mind.
All right. Well, that was another Tancast.
Remember, never trust Joel Schumacher and make a good movie.
This week, you're doing it like a guy who's too old to be dancing like Michael Jackson.
And I hate not being sick for a whole goddamn week, not snow falling and wrecking my city for 2 days. This week, I hate that Noah put it in my head that poo is not yet being beamed directly out of my stomach. I want to live in this future.
Thanks for listening to this waste of the internet known as the Tancast Podcast. We're now back on iTunes, so you can go and subscribe to us and leave us a comment. You can go to Tancast.com for links to our store, Facebook, and Twitter. You can also email us at yourmom@tancast.com. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid for making the official Tancast theme. All right, I think we've wasted enough of your time this week. Come back to Tancast soon, and next time, bring a friend.
Tancast.
That was a funny text message exchange about the poop being beamed out. And I was sorry that I had left my phone somewhere, then I came back to it and it was over. I was like, oh man, I could have gotten in some Star Trek puns on this.
I kept waiting for you to.
All right, so I will say this. Joel Schumacher did okay. He directed Lost Boys and Flatliners, both of which movies I enjoyed.
Yes.
And Falling Down?
And Time Falling Down.
He did Falling Down?
Yes.
All right. Never trust Joel Schumacher to make a good Batman movie.
Now, apparently, not nearly all of it, but apparently some of the shit in that Batman movie was Warner Brothers' interference. Like, they wanted a really campy, really, like, toy-focused movie. So, you know, the bright colors and the...
That's why they had, like, the winter costume that they just suddenly changed into.
Yep. Yeah, so apparently there was a lot of interference from Warner Brothers on that one.
However, at no point did they say, we need nipples on the costumes. We gotta have nipples. Nope. They gotta be nipply nipples.
Joel Schumacher needed those nipples.
It's just so... I always like choices like that, because, you know, it's not just one person making the decision. There's multiple people involved. Like... a costume department. I want nipples on a costume. So what? Did you say nipples?
Yes, I want nipples. I want armored nipples. Why? Because I want the armor to be ever so slightly thicker right above these men's actual nipples.
The nipples is a very sensitive spot. I got a lot of titty twisters as a kid, and I want them to be protected.
Okay. Mr. Schumacher, we've come back with new armor, and it has nipples. Excellent. Why can't I see their dickheads pressing against the inside of the cod pieces?
I want to see Batgirl's camel toe armored.
I want to see a camel toe and mushrooms.
And moose knuckle. I want camel toe and moose knuckle armor plated.
Yes. I want their balls to appear to have been lifted and separated. Lifted.
It's too bad.
And separate.
Too bad this is after the show, because Armored Moose Knuckle would make a great episode title.
I'm still recording.
Oh, me too.
So am I.
Oh, done and done.
Tim, you've killed me.
Oh. Armored Moose Knuckle. All right, now I'm going to stop.
Okay. I'm going to misspell Moose Knuckle a couple more times, and then I will stop. Is moose knuckle one word? Is it a hyphenated word? Is it words?
I think I've always done it as one word.
Feces monkeys.
Yes, monkey feces monkeys.
Yay! We nailed it.
Oh, I should stop recording.